Noticing the absence of a quorum, we'll start out as a subcommittee. We have one item today to hear, AB 1592 by Ms. Buchanan. And we'll begin. Ms. Buchanan, welcome.
Thank you. Chair members, Assembly Bill 1592 is a bill that will ratify the Memorandum of Understanding between the State Bargaining Units 8, 16, and 19, representing more than 11,000 full-time state workers employed by the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, Department of Veterans Affairs, Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, Youth Authority, Mental Health, and other departments. The DILS Act requires that all collective bargaining agreements are memorandums of understandings that are negotiated between the state and exclusive representatives of each of the 21 state bargaining units be ratified by the legislature. I would like to thank the employee representatives of these bargaining units for their leadership in agreeing to these changes during our difficult economic climate. This will result in a total savings of $56.4 million for the state of California. As currently written, enactment of this bill is contingent upon enactment of SB 653. I understand that SB 846 will now be the bill that will ratify the MOUs for three other state bargaining units. I would like to offer amendments to Section 22 of this bill and make this bill contingent on enactment of SB 846 instead of SB 863. Copies of the proposed amendment and language are before you. This bill is sponsored by the Department of Personnel Administration, California Department of Forestry Firefighters, Union of American Physicians and Dentists, and American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees. I ask for your support. And here with me today are a number of...
Just a clarifying question. You mentioned that this act will result in a savings of $56.4 million. Is that in the future or is that current savings?
That's current savings. The future savings is significant because, as you know, it modifies the retiree benefit for future employees so that...
Mr. Reed, would you like to...
Right, I'm fine reading it.
Mr. Reverend, would you like to add to those numbers?
Well, that's the current year savings.
That's estimated savings.
Right, for the current year. But both the LAO and the Department of Finance acknowledge that the long-term savings are significant because, as you know, included in this bill are changes to eligibility for retirement. So it changes, for example, from the highest year salary to the average of the three highest years.
Other witnesses in support, or I should say witnesses in support.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. My name is Tom Dyer, representative of Department of Personnel Administration, a sponsor of this bill, here to ask any questions members may have. Thank you.
Others in support.
Bob Wolf, president of CDF Firefighters Local 288, representing the firefighters of California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, CAL FIRE. And we worked long and hard with the administration to hammer out this deal. Obviously, there's a lot of concessions were made. We all realize there's tough times, and we all have to tighten our belts and work together, and we ask for an aye vote.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ann Weller, Director of State Programs for AFSCME Bargaining Unit 19 and the Chief Negotiator for the contract, and I echo what Bob says and ask for your aye vote, please.
Thank you.
Ray LeBove, representing Union of American Physicians and Dentists, AFSCME. We ratified with 94.5% and we're in support of the bill.
94.5. Where's the other? Never. Other witnesses in support. Come up, Ms. Golden.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Sherry Golden, representing the Association of California State Supervisors. I really just have a comment because I'm not sure that anybody's aware, but the language of this bill does address the supervisors that could be attached to these units, and I think it gives DPA the authority to enact these cuts on those supervisors, but the language that gives the protection for the minimum wage does not apply to the supervisors. So it's really kind of very confusing for the people I represent because they have no idea what's going to really happen to them, and they're here they can take all the cuts and get no protections, and they probably shouldn't even be in this bill because we meet and confer with DPA for supervisors. They have no collective bargaining rights, and we are now trying to meet and confer with them to figure out what we're going to do with supervisors. So it just leaves our people very, very confused and very, very upset that they just, once again, as they feel, are always the last group to be thought about after we get through collective bargaining. So we're not opposing the contracts at all. Just wanted to point that out for the committee to know that.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Others in?
Tim Kremens, operating engineers, in full support.
Thank you.
It's a new experience for me. Assemblymember Pedro Nava in support. As a co-author.
Are you also part of this MOU, or?
Not yet.
You said a new experience. I've been
as a witness in support.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nava. So noted for the record.
Mr. Chair, members, Christy Baum with California Professional Firefighters in support.
Thank you. Mr. Pelote.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Willie Pelote, representing the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, asking for your strong support of this bill. There's been some great work done here, and there's been a lot of compromises made in order to help the state of California and at the same time take care of the civil servants who perform such work every day. And we ask for your strong support to help us move forward. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Pelote. If I can interrupt the process and I have one of those magic moments to establish a quorum, Madam Secretary.
Correa.
Present.
Correa here. Ashburn.
Present.
Ashburn here. Corbett.
Here.
Corbett here. DeChaney. Hollingsworth. Lou.
Here.
Lou here.
We've established a quorum. Are there witnesses in support? Opposition? Will of the committee? Questions? Ms. Corbett, you had a question.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Actually, it's probably more a comment than a question, so thank you for recognizing me.
I just wanted to thank Assemblymember Buchanan and Assemblymember Nava for your leadership, but also very importantly, I know that this measure represents difficult decisions during hard times, and I really appreciate the testimony of all of the witnesses and the work that you have done, you know, to put this together. So thank you very much for working with all of us, and I think that it's a very good product, and you should be recognized for your tough work and also representing your membership. So thank you. And I'll move the bill when the time comes.
Thank you. Further questions or comments from the committee? Mr. Ashburn.
Good morning. How are you?
It's a very nice tie you have on, sir. Let me just add before we take a roll that I also want to thank all the parties involved, the administration, the groups that have come together. This is a collectively bargained agreement, and it shows that, again, as Ms. Corbett is saying, under very difficult times, the most difficult we've had in this state in probably 80 years, we all recognize our responsibility to the taxpayers of the state of California and come together to a workable solution. And I also thank all of the parties involved in making this happen today. Seeing no more comments or questions, we have a motion.
We move
the bill as amended.
As amended.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Correa.
Aye.
Correa, aye. Ashburn.
Aye.
Ashburn, aye. Corbett.
Aye.
Corbett, aye. DeChaney. Hollingsworth. Lou. Lou, aye.
That has enough votes to move out, but we'll put the measure on call for some more folks that may want to add on. Thank you very much, and again, good job. Madam Secretary, would you please lift the call on AB 1592?
Is it just one bill?
Yes.
As amended?
As amended.
Yes.
Duchaney?
Aye.
Duchaney, aye.
We'll replace that call. Thank you very much, Mr. Chin. Lift the call one more time to announce the vote. And the vote on AB 1592 is 5-0. Thank you very much. Seeing no further business in this committee, we're adjourned.